We're looking at a work on masonite, in which Miro has used tar, enamel, casein, glue, gouging, scratching.
Miro introduces a new strategy that is perhaps reflective of his state of mind at the time, and that is that as he was gouging these works and literally sculpting into the surface of these masonite boards, these particular gestures are things that cannot be erased.
It's a very aggressively structured and composed picture. It also has a certain violence, a rawness of execution to it that is often seen in relation to the period in which it was made in these months leading up to and during the outbreak of the Spanish Civil War. Miro leaves large areas of the support bare to contribute a predominant color. If you look down in the lower right-hand corner of the picture, there are actual punctures and gouge marks. It's as though in places he has spilled or poured tar. The forms and the lines are uneven and ungainly. These pictures are disjunctive in the truest sense. This one in particular seems to restage a number of ideas and images from the past in Miro's work. The shape at the left, the vertical figure with what might be taken to read as a single eye in that yellow and black sphere, sort of looms over the shapes in the lower right, and in fact goes back to sketches Miro had made for a theatrical ballet. While over on the right are paintings of elements that resemble some of his forays and experiments into collage and construction.
Jim Coddington says Miro liked working with masonite.
Masonite was a relatively new material. Certainly it was new in the art world, having been invented and first marketed in the 1920s. And masonite would appeal to Miro for a variety of reasons. First of all, because of its hardness and resistance. But also, there are two sides to masonite. One side is very smooth and untextured, and the other side has an embossed kind of pattern on it. So Miro would have a choice between using these different sort of base textures from which then he could work up a variety of textures in his paint and other added materials on the surface.